Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy has cost a Florida man his life. A 24-year-old Honduran immigrant who's charged with murder had crossed the U.S. border illegally months earlier while posing as an unaccompanied minor. Yuri Noel Medina Oloa was arrested October 7th in Jacksonville after allegedly killing 46-year-old Francisco Javier Cuellar, a father of four who had taken in the immigrant who told authorities he was 17 years old. New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy narrowly won re-election Wednesday. The Associated Press called the race Wednesday evening as votes were still uncounted. Republican candidate Jack Citarelli's spokesperson, Stammy Williams, disputed the call because of the close margin, calling it irresponsible by the news outlet. A recount has been requested. Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Defund the Police movement started in Minnesota after the George Floyd homicide. The concept was rejected by Minneapolis voters on Tuesday.
Minneapolis voters on Tuesday rejected a proposal to replace the city's police department with a new Department of Public Safety. Supporters of the proposal hoped it would bring radical change to policing in the city where George Floyd's death was in 2020. The national vice president of the Fraternal Order of Police, Joe Grimaldi, reacts Wednesday while appearing on Fox News.
Well, I think what you saw really was a rebuke here of the public from the defund and dismantle the police department narrative that we've been seeing for quite some time here. And I mean, this is amidst a historic crime surge in Minneapolis. Murders are up 65% over the last 2 years there, and I think the public was just fed up with the radical agenda.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After some of the American people on Tuesday sent a message to the D.C. establishment via the ballot box, the Democrats want to continue and push the partisan social spending package. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News says this is the definition of insanity.
This is the definition of insanity, with almost every Democrat in Congress doubling down today, saying they need to go even bigger and bolder and faster to pass their reckless tax and spending bills. But I can tell you that's not what the body language said. Those Democrats in Congress look like the voters walked over their grave last night, because the voters in New Jersey and in Virginia, and for that matter in places like San Antonio and Long Island and Minneapolis and Seattle, all repudiated the Democrats' radical agenda. They know that this multi-trillion dollar spending bill is just going to make the prices that they pay at the gas pump or the grocery store go up, that it's riddled with billions of dollars of ridiculous equity programs. They're counting and dividing by race, things like tree equity, whatever that means, and that it's going to encourage local school districts to continue continue to push critical race theory, now down to pre-K if the federal government gets its hands on pre-kindergarten education. That's why the Democrats got repudiated last night, but they have no answer in Congress today.
NASA is reporting astronauts aboard the International Space Station had the pleasure of dining on space tacos last weekend, topped with green chilies that were actually grown in space. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. And guess who we got back with us? Yes, Peter Navarro is back, the author of In Trump Time, a journal of America's plague year. Of course, one of the top Trump advisors, and certainly the man of reason that most America turned to and knew when Peter was talking, he was giving it to us straight. Peter, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, it's truly great. I'm here in the swamp. The Democrats are weeping up and down Pennsylvania Avenue on the Virginia thing, and a little ray of hope that we can turn this thing around here in D.C. But it's great to be with you again, Bill.
Well, thank you. Peter, we can, Kamala Harris said it very clearly. You know, what happens in Virginia is going to have reverberations into the midterms and also in 2024. And she said, and beyond, like Buzz Lightyear. Unbelievable, the tsunami that took place and how, I saw a rebirth of conservatism on Tuesday night. What did you see?
I saw a rebirth of sensibilities as well. I mean, this whole woke progressive zombie land that we are thrust in is just so offensive to Main Street America. And I think it was the independents joining with the Trump base. And God, I love these soccer moms, these mama bears who are just fierce now. On the critical race theory, mass mandates, and all of this. And, you know, there's a common denominator, Bill, and it's in the In Trump Time book, I make the strong case that Fauci belongs in a jail cell rather than as our highest paid bureaucrat lecturing us. And I think a lot of what happened in Virginia, you can track back, at least indirectly, to Fauci. You know, it was the masks, it's the economic lockdowns. It's the notion that you can tell our parents that they can't control their kids or have anything to do with the teaching. And I'm hoping but the In Trump Time book just hit the official publication this week. It's out. And my mission there, one of the missions, is the whole Fauci account. There's another piece of news, Bill, I think that was important that came out today. China, Communist China, think about this, Bill. Communist China is now leading the world in vaccine production. So let's figure this out. So they create a dangerous genetically engineered virus with the help of Fauci. They attack America with it. and now they're making a ton of money from it. Can you connect those dots for me? So we need to hold communist China accountable for what it did. And one of the things I demand in the In Trump Time book is reparations from China. I calculate that the cost so far, just to date, to be a full year's worth of GDP for the United yes. States, and that's over $20 trillion. And think about all the money we've spent. We've been handing out trillions like it's candy,
exactly.
And now the Democrats want to do more and destroy our economy. Anyway, go.
Well, not only America, but the world, Peter. How much is the world sustained in damage because of what China perpetrated?
Yes.
I mean, and that plan, like you said, is nothing different than what the Democrats have been famous for. I mean, they're the ones that start the fire, and then they come around on the front side of the building with water hoses and say, hey, we're here to, you know, be heroes and put out the very thing that we started. I mean, this is a condition. It's a disease. We're seeing it in the FBI. I mean, this is amazing how this, you know, this style of play and mode is operating, not only domestically but internationally. But this is really clear. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, because you were there in the Trump White House. And speaking of Fauci, yeah. I mean, talk about a dereliction of duty. I mean, going back between the NIA and Dr. Fauci and his team, they knew about gain of function 10, 12 years earlier. And when this broke out, what did he tell Trump? What did he say? What kind of counsel did he give him or did not give him that left, you know, the president doing the best he can based on the information he had?
I'm so glad you asked that question. And the short answer is nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so chapter two in Trump Time book, I meet Fauci in the Situation Room for the first time. I'm carrying the case for the travel ban against China, and I'm fighting Fauci tooth and nail. We prevail at least that day. The boss saves millions of lives with the China ban. But here's the punchline. Mm-hmm. He knew, Bill, Fauci knew that day, end of January 2020, at the dawn of pandemic, here's what he knew. He knew the virus came from Wuhan. Check that box. He knew that the virus popped up within yards of the Wuhan bioweapons lab. Check that box. He knew that he had funded the Wuhan bioweapons lab, and he knew that there was gain-of-function experiments being used to turn harmless bat viruses into human killers. And finally, Bill, he had gotten an email from a prominent scientist who told him flat out that that virus was genetically engineered. You can't tell me, Bill, that Fauci right then didn't know that that virus came from Wuhan and that he was partly responsible. He lied. Fauci lied to Rand Paul in Congress. We know that.
Exactly.
But the big lie, the bigger lie, was the lie of omission. To your point, Bill, he said nothing. If he had simply come clean at that point, told President Trump that there was likely a genetically engineered virus coming out of a Wuhan bioweapons lab, it would have changed everything, and there would be millions of lives saved worldwide. That man belongs in jail. He belongs stripped of his wealth through class action civil suits, and the fact that he is still Biden's chief health advisor. I mean, the In Trump Time book, if I can't take that SOB now with this book and get the truth out, then there's something even more wrong with this system than I think there is.
Well, the truth is powerful, and it has a way of coming out sooner or later. And always when it comes out later, Peter, it's like the old, remember the Pennzoil commercial? You can pay us now or pay us later. The idea is that whenever you pay later, it's a lot more expensive and much more painful. But, you know, you bring up, and this is a question I've had from day one, and you were there in the room when Fauci, you know, when the president was making the decision to close down the Eastern Seaboard, you know, to flights into the East Coast. My gut tells me that the president wanted to also close down the West, but because of, you know, all the attacks by the mainstream media, the other things, I think the lack of information from Fauci and all this, the president was stopped from closing both borders. Am I reading that correct?
Here's what I could tell you, being on the inside. I think that I sat many times in the Oval Office with the president. And he'd bring in his top advisors. It'd be Fauci. It would be
Dr. Birx?
Collins from Ed. The Birx would be there. You'd have Redfield from the CDC, Hahn from the FDA. Now, think about this, Bill. All of those people, their job over the years in government was to prepare for a pandemic, right? That was part of their job description. And I'd sit in there in these meetings, and the boss would say, where are we at? What do we do? What's our plan? And they had nothing.
Unbelievable.
They had nothing. Nothing. So it's like, what do you do, right?
Exactly.
And then
Peter, we got to hit the pause button. We got to go to quick break. We've got more from Peter Navarro. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
We'll be right back.
Well, his brand new book, In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year, is the truth and the only way that Peter Navarro knows how to lay it out. It is quite revealing and out now. Get your hands on it and you'll get a better appreciation, understanding what's going on. Because as we know from day one, the whole narrative of COVID brought to you by social media controlled by Zuckerberg and Facebook and the rest of the social media oligarchs has hurt us in so many ways. And I believe it's contributed to vaccine hesitancy and a clear understanding of what we should know by now, 2 years hence, about this virus and what we can do to protect ourselves. I mean, people around the world, you know, countries are understanding the power of ivermectin. And somehow here in the United States, it's being blocked. You know, some of these therapies that could be very effective, even going back to when President Trump, based on information from doctors, medical professionals who said hydroxychloroquine was a very powerful alternative, which he happened to take himself. And, of course, the media was all over for him. And it just, again, just underlies the lack of honesty and true intellect in fighting this virus.
Bill, you're absolutely right. And one of the longest chapter in the book, Chapter 7, it's an homage to Perry Mason. It's the scurrilous case of hydroxy hysteria. Mm-hmm. And it talks about how hydroxychloroquine was simply savaged by Fauci, by CNN and Jeff Zucker, by the Democrats, simply because President Trump said it might work. And one of the cool things about the In Trump Time book is I looked behind the curtain of what we were actually doing early, like in February 2020. I wrote a series of memos, and one of them was like, hey, okay, we're going to try to get a vaccine very quickly, but the most important thing we can do, particularly in the short and medium run, is develop a suite of powerful therapeutics that people can pop as soon as they get sick, right?
Yes.
And that would have been hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, the monoclonal antibodies, and then supplements like zinc and vitamin D. Now, we all know right now, based on the overwhelming science, that these therapeutics work. Yet, what happened with Fauci, with Zucker at CNN, they created this hydroxychloroquine. I mean, let's think about this. Hydroxychloroquine, it's a 60-year-old drug. People have been taking safely. Mm-hmm. The CDC itself recommends it for pregnant mothers going into malaria zones. Nobody dies from it. It's taken under physician's supervision. A lupus or a rheumatoid arthritis patient takes the same amount of hydroxychloroquine you would take for the virus for 7 days. They take it for their entire life. Wow. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet Fauci waged war on hydroxy. CNN, Cheryl Stolberg at the New York Times waged war on this. And look, Bill, I talk about how in the In Trump Time book, I had 64 million tablets of hydroxychloroquine at my fingertips that I could have dispensed through FEMA trucks, boats, planes, get it to where it needed to be. And that was enough hydroxy to administer to 4 million sick Americans. And if I'd been able to do that, there would be tens of thousands of Americans alive today who needlessly died at the hands of Fauci and hydroxy hysteria. So when you raise that issue, it's one of my deepest regrets that I was unable to push through that hydroxy hysteria. But it was me and the boss, me and the president. We were the
yes.
only two. And I didn't have a lot of love inside the White House. It's like when the press started pushing back on in creating this hydroxy hysteria, all the press people were running away, the chief of staff's running away, and I was just no, this stuff
yeah.
works. This
right.
can save lives. Thus, focus, grasshopper, focus.
Yes, exactly.
And that got away from us. And look, it's not too late. I mean, we should be flooding the zone. The Nebraska Attorney General just made an important decision that said personal physicians can now administer hydroxy and ivermectin for off-label use without fear of persecution or prosecution. And it was based on a study done their own bureaucracy there. There was a beautifully done study on how this stuff saves lives.
Exactly.
So I'm glad you raised that, Bill, but it's an important chapter in the Interim Time book, and it just breaks my heart every time I think about it.
I was just going to say, I could feel the pain in your heart over this, because when you're seeing thousands of people dying unnecessarily, this is a heartbreak, and it's terrible that politics gets in the way. It's, it's lethal. Unfortunately, in our country today, I mean, look at politics got in the way, and it, through cheating and fraud and everything else, which is becoming more and more evident. It was clear the first night it happened. American people are waking up to the understanding, because you got over 60% say they're convinced that the 2020 election was rigged. Well, look what it cost. You know, it cost our energy independence. It cost Middle East peace. We had four Arab nations at the table ready to sign an agreement with Israel, unheard of before. Our border was secure. Pressure was on Iran. Pressure was on China. All these great things. And the American people are going to say, no, I want to pay more for gas. I want to, my border's open. I want to be able to pay $450,000 to illegal immigrants who came into the country, broke the law, but we need to give them reparations. I mean, it's absolutely insane, today's America, and this is part and parcel of the response that happened in Virginia. The other big takeaway, Peter, and I got to believe this, is that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the school unions, you talk about being fired, they ought to be fired, I mean, for incompetence. I mean, for all the money that we've poured into education, and we rank 27, 28th, I mean, what business in our country would allow anybody, what football team would allow a coach to say, well, you know, you're not all that good, but you're 27, 28th, but we're just going to keep you on the, you're going to keep coaching, you're still the head coach. Where does that happen in America? It only happens in our school system. They hijacked it, and they've absolutely destroyed the whole process. And now, thanks to the mama bears and papa bears, as you so rightfully said, you know, it's all being brought into the daylight, and people are seeing the CRT for what it is, and this indoctrination that's taking place. And this is all brought to you by the teachers' unions. They have to get rid of them, and we have to take our educational system back.
If we go back to Winston Churchill's England, and if the people in England had the attitude of the teachers' union, the English would be speaking German right now. The teachers' unions, these teachers were so cowards when the virus came along. I mean, look, we know that the children are almost impervious to the whole thing. If they get it, it's like if you're a healthy kid, like no big deal, but a lot of these teachers were afraid to go into the classroom.
Exactly. It was like Barron. How long did Barron suffer from it? I mean, it was like a sniffle or something, right? When he came down with it along with the president?
Yeah. I mean, this is why the Fauciites who want to jab six-year-olds are like, it's like child abuse. It's like criminal child abuse. And so you've hit on something, and yeah, okay, so let's see, what shall we teach today? Critical race theory, in which all Americans are racist inherently, or reading, writing, arithmetic to keep up with the rest of the world competitively? What choice shall we make today? Oh, let's go with woke critical race theory.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
With a little pornographic chapter just for chasers, too, by the way, Peter.
Look, you touched on this whole election have consequences, stolen election have catastrophic consequences. And I think in the Trump Time book, the last part of it basically makes the overwhelming case that this election was indeed stolen. I think the American people know this. We have 35% of voters now, according to the latest poll, want the election actually overturned. There's a fascinating thing about...
We got about 15 seconds left, Peter. 15 seconds. Go ahead.
We'll save it for next time.
Absolutely. I always enjoy having you on. Peter Navarro, author of the book, now released,
man, Bill.
In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year. God bless you, sir. Take care.
You are.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Hi, welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Somebody get me a price check on Trundle this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy has cost a Florida man his life. A 24-year-old Honduran immigrant who's charged with murder had crossed the U.S. border illegally months earlier while posing as an unaccompanied minor. Yuri Noel Medina Oloa was arrested October 7th in Jacksonville after allegedly killing 46-year-old Francisco Javier Cuellar, a father of four who had taken in the immigrant who told authorities he was 17 years old. New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy narrowly won re-election Wednesday. The Associated Press called the race Wednesday evening as votes were still uncounted. Republican candidate Jack Citarelli's spokesperson, Sammy Williams, disputed the call because of the close margin, calling it irresponsible by the news outlet. A recount has been requested. Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're on standby for Larry Klayman, looking forward to talking to him. And a lot to talk about, especially his new book, It Takes a Revolution. Forget the scandal industry. Like he says in the book, you know, some of these things can be distractions. We've got to take a look at where the rubber meets the road and how we can be most effective. Peter Navarro's insight, it's just brilliant. I mean, I so appreciate, you know, he was the guy. He's in the room. Talking to the president and there with Fauci, and, you know, we've maintained. And I asked that question and asked of him, you know, what did he say? And Peter was very direct, said nothing. I mean, here he is. He had all this information beforehand. The other thing that Dr. Fauci had was he had his own people. You know, he put $3 million of money that even Barack Obama, then president, said, hey, I don't want you to invest in that. Don't do it. He went ahead and did it anyway. He is his own man, I guess. I don't know what happened to the chain of command there. But anyway, he invests $3 million of the Institute's money into the build-out of this of this laboratory. Because what you get, you know, in listening to Dr. Fauci is that he's a gain-of-function guy. I mean, he is a champion for that. He believes in it regardless. I mean, and this is the thing about elites. Forget about the rules. Forget about laws or anything like that. That's irrelevant. If I know better, because after all, you know, I am Dr. Fauci, and I know so much more than everybody else. And, you know, like, Senator Paul, you just don't know what you're talking about, so to speak. I mean, how rude when, you know, basically he was trying to do was to cover himself. But see, this is what happens with arguments. And you can tell when it gets so passionate and ill-founded and it's not based on logic, then you invalidate your accuser or the person that you're debating with. And so that's what he tried to do, was to invalidate Senator Paul. But the evidence was so clear and so glaring right before everybody that all Fauci could do was become combative and not even come up with any kind of plausible deniability, any kind of sentence that you could say, well, you know, all right, you know, let's give him, maybe there's some credence here. No, if anything, it just made it more obvious that he was lying, and it was all a grand cover-up. And, of course, now we find out with these emails, and, you know, we can thank Judicial Watch for all the great work with FOIA requests that they've been executing to get down to the bottom of this to find out what's going on. And then you realize, wait a minute, these people knew about this stuff 11 years before, 11, 12 years before. And here it comes out, and, you know, that's why I asked Peter, I go, you were there in the room, you know, what did Fauci, you know, with all this background of information, what did he tell the president? He says, tell him nothing. I mean, and you think about that, you think, but wait a minute. Here are the millions of people around the world that have died because people didn't say anything. You know, people that should have said something, that have set aside, should have set aside their own personal gain and interest for the sake of humanity. But then we go back and cycle back to what we've been talking about repeatedly here in these past few weeks. And this is what I know it's hard for people to get their brains around and to really understand how nefarious the forces that exist in our country today. I mean, you think, well, everybody's an American, everybody's a citizen, everybody believes in the Constitution, you know, or you wouldn't want to be here. Well, no, that's not the case. There are nefarious forces even within our government. You know, Trevor Loudon has spoke of this quite directly, and I respect Trevor. I've known Trevor for a long time. He's, you know, approached and written several times about the enemies within. And the last time he was on, he just set out very straight up, you know, I said, well, what's going on in the Biden administration? He said, Bill, you got to understand, just about everybody except for one person in the Biden administration are avowed Marxists. That's it. End of story. Full stop. OK, get your brain around that. OK, this is why all these policies, the way they're coming out and how nefarious they are. You know, let's leave our borders open. Let's offer $450,000 to illegal immigrants who break the law. Break the law coming into our country, and now we're going to reward him with $450,000 of reparations. Is that idiotic or what? I mean, this is how upside down it is, because it's not about the Constitution. You got to understand, it's a whole nother agenda that is working within the deep state, and you know, it's come through the back door, and it has a stranglehold on our government, sadly, and we are. You know, we're accepting it, so to speak. You know, we were until, I guess, the other night, because, you know, the first round, I believe, in this revolution that Larry Klayman is talking about, I believe, was released in Virginia. And we can be grateful to the mama bears and the papa bears who stood up and said, hell no, we're not going to do this anymore. You're not going to indoctrinate my kids with anti-American sentiment. And you know, and that's a whole nother issue. And as I was talking with Peter about, you know, how long do we put up, you know, with the school, with the teachers union? How long? I mean, this is absurd. They've had us talk about stranglehold. I mean, since, you know, the turn of the 20th century, they've had their tentacles in it. They've taken over the public education system. And now here today, we rank, what, 27th, 28th in the world. Are you kidding me? And we're going to, you know, we're going to fall even further down if we're going to be focused on all these other things that are distractions that have nothing to do with reading, writing, arithmetic. But no, let's make sure our kids are exposed to pornography. Let's make sure they're exposed to, you know, all this current fluid, you know, sexual cultural crud out there. And let's endanger our kids. And here it is. You know, we have, you know, a noted incident that took place there in Loudoun County, and the school board lied about it. Oh, no, it didn't happen. Well, of course it happened. And here's this father who's incensed, and you can't blame him for reacting in the way in which he did and going, wait a minute, you're just flat out lying. You're telling me that my daughter didn't get raped. I know she got raped. You know, we took her to the hospital. We have proof that this happened to her. Oh, no, 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 it didn't happen. Well, of course it happened, and then they even transferred the young man who did this. He goes to another school, does the same thing all over again. Surprise. Well, what do you think? We have been talking about this. We've been warning about this forever. And conservatives, look at, you know, we know better. People of faith, we know better. And, you know, like Peter, you know, Peter was so frustrated and saying here was hydroxychloroquine and it was maligned and everything. And you could sense Peter's heartbreak over the fact that, you know, he and the president were met with such resistance. But you could tell he took this personally, that the result of people canceling hydroxychloroquine, when we live in a country that says by law you have the right to try, and that's being held back. Not to mention the other thing I was going to share with Peter, I think I may have said to you earlier, is that doctors are prescribing ivermectin, for example, and the pharmacists are stopping the order. Are you kidding me? I mean, the pharmacists are to fulfill the orders of the doctors, but somehow now they've been empowered to cancel the prescriptions of doctors. Are you ready for that? This is how crazy and how out of hand it's got, because you see, the government and the powers to be realize that, you know, doctors with their Hippocratic oath and their hearts says, you know, to do no harm. And here they are. They see in their offices ivermectin works. They see hydroxychloroquine. They see these monoclonal antibodies, you know, therapies that are working. And they see this on the front line. So what are they going to do? They're going to use that which is successful, that which is proven effective. And pharmacists are saying, no, you know, because they've got some higher order from somebody else, the pharmaceutical companies, whatever it is that's in their pockets and has got a hold of their minds at the same time. And now they're impeding the process. And so with all this impotence, does anybody take responsibility? Is anybody responsible for the malfeasance and, you know, dare I say, malpractice? And it's not from doctors, it's from the pharmacist and everybody else up the line that is impeding solutions to saving people's lives and defeating this virus and getting on top of it. And if the truth be known, I believe that we're probably more on top of the virus than ever. But that's not good enough, because the Democrats, it's all politically motivated, sadly. They have relied on COVID to get them to this point, to take control of the White House and to take over the Senate and the House. And without COVID, what happens? You know, then we got to have, you know, really free and fair elections. H.R. 1 didn't pass. S1 didn't pass, thankfully. And Republicans finally decided to do something about to make sure that the elections were free and fair in Virginia. And look what happened. For the most part, looks like they were successful.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 1712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-D-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Larry Klayman is with us, author of the book Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. Larry, good to have you back with us. It would seem that, metaphorically speaking, that the first round of this revolution was sounded Tuesday night in Virginia.
Well, I think the voting is positive, but here's the issue here. We've been through this before. We've been through this act before, where the Republicans claim to be our savior, where they get elected. They have all three branches of government. They don't reform Obamacare. You can even get a sex change operation for free. They don't balance the budget. They knew what was going to happen in Afghanistan because the leaders got national security briefings. Let it happen because they thought that would help them politically. So what do we get out of it? See, what I take offense to, Bill, is the fact that somehow the Republican Party is being painted as our savior. It's not our savior. It's Judas, in effect. And that's the problem. The American people cannot be lulled to sleep because Fox News wants to promote that the Republican Party is going to save us from everything that's going on. In fact, as of this morning, the Democrats are continuing on with their massive Build Back Better or Build Back Worse plan.
Right, exactly.
So I don't want people to be deceived. This American people need to declare independence. We need more political parties. We need a new government. The Republican Party, I see all of them smiling. Lindsey Graham is smiling this morning. Yeah, let them pass the bill. Well, you know what? Then we're stuck with the bill.
Exactly.
So this week.
Right. Like,
right.
Just like we're stuck with Obamacare. They never got
right. So the whole thing's a sham. Right. As Woody Allen said, who also said, there's an order to the universe except for portions of New Jersey. And don't think that wasn't a fraud over there. Mm-hmm. New Jersey is a mafia state through and through, corrupt to the core. You know, I grew up in Philadelphia right across the river. Mm-hmm. I know. I know what my dad had to deal with the Teamsters and everything else. He was in the meatpacking business. That is a corrupt state. But the Republicans are happy. They're happy that the bill is going to pass. And once you get this, it's like herpes. It'll never go away.
Exactly.
You know.
Well, and Larry, I appreciate your caution, and I agree with you. This has been the problem that exactly just as you laid out, when the Republicans have been in charge, they failed the people, and we're set up, you know, being set up some primrose path and thinking that somehow let's give them another shot until they disappoint us again. Now they're talking about instituting another program a la Newt Gingrich, you know, his contract with America. Which will be interesting if they are willing to be this accountable, maybe again just for show and not for go.
The problem is, you know, and it goes beyond the Congress. We've got three branches of government. We have our citizens' grand jury today, Bill. I hope people will watch it, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. We're going to be beginning the process of seeking the indictment of federal judges. We're going to write into the belly of the beast. I'm a lawyer. I'm sure that'll be well received by these judges. Look at what they did in Washington, D.C., the most corrupt court in the country, the federal court, persecuting these peaceful protesters, throwing them into the slammer because they watched Mike Lindell's conference on Internet.
Yes.
Throwing them into the slammer because some judges claim they're getting threats. I can understand why they're getting threats. I don't advocate threatening judges. But on the other hand, they did it to themselves because, you know, they don't represent the American people. And that's what I wrote about in my book, It Takes a Revolution, dedicated to Jefferson. Federal judges, unaccountable to the people, unelected, put there through political campaign contributions and other forms of bribery, represent these vested interests. So when Trump couldn't even get a hearing from his own Supreme Court justices because they're, you know, they're not going to stick their neck out for him. He was damaged goods at that point. Many people saw that was the final straw, and they rose up, and, you know, most of them, 99%, entered the Capitol peacefully, and now they're being thrown in prison before trial. So, you know, this is the problem. It's not just Congress. It's the deep state and the executive branch. Look at the Justice Department turned into a Gestapo, and it's the judges who fail to protect us from the tyranny of the other two branches of government.
Well, and you're exactly right. I mean, we see this not only with January 6th, and of course, you've got the House doing this faux investigation, which you already know what they're going to say at the end of the day. They're really not interested in the truth and really giving us, information, the proper report on what happened on January the 6th. They're still, you know, blaming Trump, and you had the FBI already coming out and saying there was no grounds for, associating Donald Trump with an insurrection.
Right, and you got the chief judge of the U.S. District Court for District of Columbia, Burl Howe, appointed by Obama, was an aide to Senator Patrick Leahy, you know, this leftist. He's senile at this point, but you see him on TV every now and then. He used to come up to me during the Clinton years and shake my hand. I never understood why. I think he was even senile then. But make the long story short, she declared this the crime of the century. Crime of the century. And she chastised the Biden Gestapo at the Justice Department, which is bad enough, at not charging simple trespassers more heavily with felonies rather than misdemeanors. So if you have no court system, and I know as a lawyer of 45 years, that will protect us, and you have a Republican Party that plays these games, that goes on Fox News and smiles about what's going on because they know it'll help them politically. What do you get when they retain power? You don't get anything.
Exactly.
You know, the words of Hillary Clinton, which ring true in this case, what difference does it make?
Mm-hmm.
It makes no difference. So we need other political parties. I'm forming one separately from Freedom Watch, the New American Independence Party, and we need a new government with new leaders. Let's put up new leaders. We don't have leaders that will represent us. And I would hope that Governor DeSantis in Florida, where I'm from, I think he's doing a good job. I would hope we could have him run under a different party because his party's trying to destroy him right now. Roger Stone, you know, the seven-time convicted felon, is doing what he can to hurt DeSantis because he thinks DeSantis is going to run against Trump. I hope Trump's not behind this.
Yeah,
because if he is,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's it for Trump.
Right. Well, Larry, you know, I think you and I may have talked about this. John Naisbitt, over 20, maybe 25 years ago in his book Megatrends, wrote that, the two-party system is like, you know, two dinosaurs mating. It's a fait accompli, and I've been waiting, you know, since I read that to see when there would be the ultimate demise of this two-party system. So what you are rallying for is something that has been suggested for a long time, and maybe this is, this is the time that this happens, that we have better representation, because like you said, this is what frustrated so many Republicans to the point that they just said, hey, I'm a registered independent. I mean, even have Hannity, who says, I'm not a Republican, I'm an independent. I mean, you know, it's just hysterical.
But, well, look at Manchin.
Yes.
Look at Senator Manchin from West Virginia. Why wouldn't he become a Republican? My response, because he understands that he'll be under the arm of Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
A highly corrupt leader of the Senate. He doesn't want to have to answer to McConnell, who's laundered money through communist China through his wife, Elaine Chao, who's little better than Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what you're dealing with. So I'm sounding the clarion call right now and saying, hey, you know, don't do a high five. Don't get too euphoric here.
Yes.
And look who won, you know. Look who was running in Virginia. I've been up against this guy, McAuliffe. I sued him. I deposed him during the Clinton years. This guy is a crook. He's a sleazeball. He has no ideology other than making money. He's the one who got a low-interest mortgage loan for Clinton to buy the house in Chappaqua, which was illegal. If you can't beat Terry McAuliffe, you know, you got to forget it.
Yes.
Forget it. I mean, the guy is just sleaze, and he comes off that way.
Well, and he, of course, handed the victory to Youngkin when he made the statement about parents not being involved with the educational process, which, this in itself could be a whole new revolution just on education alone, Larry, because the people realizing that, they've got to take the educational system back. What the unions have done in hijacking the educational, I mean, we rank 27, 28th in the world with all the money investment we put into education, and then we're more concerned about CRT and making sure our kids read the right pornographic material in classroom. You got to be kidding me. Did we lose him? Okay, Larry, are you there? Okay. Let's see. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Well, I thought we lost you there for a second.
I'm saying, do you think God is sitting around watching this, saying, I'm not going to send a warning to the people of the United States and the world that when you teach that homosexuality and transgenderism is normal? Now, these people deserve to live their life. You know, leave them alone and let them leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ram it down our throats. You know, everything from gay marriage to transsexualism. I heard on NPR about 3 weeks ago, because I was listening to a station. I went out of range, and right next to it, on AM was NPR, a lesbian and a transgender saying, if your kid comes home from school and says you want to be a transgender, take him to a surgeon, Obamacare will pay for it. This is what they're teaching in schools. You know, and, you know, God's reacting. What did he do to the Egyptians? Passover, okay.
Yes.
You know, he sent the plague, and he killed the firstborn son of each Egyptian family until the Pharaoh would let Moses leave with his people. Well, it took 40 years to find the promised land. We don't have 40 years. We have months, particularly with a brain-dead president and a cackling witch of a vice president in control of this country.
Well, we have a bit of a pause, however you want to look at it. Perhaps because of what happened in Virginia. Like you said, this is not a time to high five. It's a time to be even more vigilant, to hold everybody accountable and to keep the pressure on. Larry, remind everybody about the event this afternoon at 2 o'clock Eastern.
It's our Citizens Grand Jury. Last week we began the indictment of Merrick Garland, returning the FBI and Justice Department into a Gestapo. This week we're going to also begin the indictment process of federal judges in Washington, D.C., who are violating their oath of office and persecuting and throwing people in prison without due process with regard to January 6th and related matters.
Larry Klayman, as always.
USA.org.
There it is.
Supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you owe the IRS?